People living with cancer or just starting their recovery sometimes find it hard to talk about their illness. But with the right resources and people to talk to, the road to recovery is only a step away. With a program set up by the Canadian Cancer Society, the Defy Cancer Program is making a splash in the community and helping people take the first step. The program's goal is to motivate survivors and educate them on how to take a hold of their recovery, to not only survive, but to thrive after cancer. The session starts with an open discussion, where people choose to share their story, followed by exercise training, and ends with a water-based exercise, which focuses on joint, muscle, and flexibility health. A newcomer to the program who has recently attended her second session, Margaret Whitty, says she first heard about the program online and wanted to check it out, and since attending, says the program has helped her.
It's just the positivity of people who are here, who everyone's story is different, everyone's gone through different cancers, and all cancers are different. I just draw from people's stories and people talking. I'm a people person, so I like intermingling. It helps me get out of the house, and for a while it's my time. I'm out of my own environment. I'm here, and it makes me feel relaxed, and I go home and I feel a whole lot better.
Whitty has been cancer-free for 7 months and says the program has helped her to learn about herself and to be independent again. She says it played a significant role in her life and would recommend the program to anyone who hasn't taken the plunge yet.
What would you say to them about
that? Oh, I'd tell them to come and try it out because it's a benefit to them, and like me, you get a lot from it. I've got a lot from this just by coming here and just listening and talking with Susan and the other girls who are here and Lori upstairs in the exercise. It's really good. And I just find it's so refreshing and it gets me out and makes me feel happy. And
Susan Penny is the host of the Defy Cancer program, and it's now her 7th year holding the event. Penny, who is also a cancer survivor, shares her story with the group, hoping to enlighten them through her story. She says the issue she faced while undergoing treatments with a program like this would have made things much easier.
I think it would have made my experience much better and quite different, actually, which is why I developed this program, and because I remember the issues that I did have. And I'm very open at the very first day, which was last week, that, you know, if you want to share, we share. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You know, you can sit back and listen and take away from the program whatever you take away. But I'm always open with what I went through and why I wanted to do this program. And I encourage all the other participants, if they wish, to share, because it's in the sharing that we learn from each other and how we were able to get through what cancer survivors have to go through. And so I really try to encourage. And I think by being open, it helps others to be open as well.
Penny has loved to watch the development and growth of the program over the past years and hopes to hold another session in the winter. Penny loves to meet new faces and believes her program is beneficial to helping people take the right steps towards recovery.
Everyone will take, all participants will take something different from this program. I think it's beneficial because you know, oftentimes when you're going through or have finished your treatments for cancer, you often wonder where to go. Everything has changed. You are a different, completely different person. And for myself, I didn't know anyone who had cancer, and I had no idea who to turn to, what to do, what programs were out there. So I think it's beneficial, you know, just to be able to realize how much support there is in the community. No matter what it is you're going through.
The Defy Cancer Program will be hosted at New World Fitness until November 26. The people at Defy want to inform they are only here to help and encourage you to sign up for their program. With hopes for another installment of the program in 2019, the Defy Cancer Program has made its mark in the community. For Kicker News, I'm Cameron Kilfoy.